Right. It's a huge burden to place on Elite. We've had a really good relationship so far with their service, but with this addition, they will be stretched really, really thin currently, at least until something dramatically changes. There's only one ambulance in Aledo that's staffed to cover all of that area. And it doesn't take too much of a thought process, I guess, to have the need for two at once, or potentially even three. And there's no ambulance on standby, so we will rely heavily on the local fire department's first responders, potentially mutual aid services out of Muscatine or Alexis or Tri-County, AMT or Coal Valley, which could dramatically increase the wait time for an emergency. So it's definitely going to be a burden, and hopefully this may be a good opportunity, if you don't mind me throwing out the importance of making sure that you have a need for an ambulance, right? The ambulance resources itself is very, very limited. So we encourage the public for non emergency related stuff not to utilize that service. If you're able to walk, if you're able to get to a car, a family member to drive you, you'll likely get to the hospital much quicker that way, and preserve that emergency service for somebody that needs it, who is unable to walk around on their own, like a heart attack or a stroke or a car crash with injuries, things like that. So definitely urge the public to make sure you know if an ambulance is really needed. It'd be much more efficient to call a family member to drive you to an ER somewhere versus wait for an ambulance and then potentially take that ambulance away from somebody who's dying.
Well, with Elite being dispatched basically out of the sheriff's office in Aledo, and I know it's just been a couple of weeks since New Boston has ceased its operations over there, but what happens then when there is, multiple calls in that service area? Like you said, two, maybe three at a time is what you'd like to see in-house, but with just one ambulance for that area, what happens then when there are multiple calls basically in the same time frame?
Right. Just last week, we had an incident that was pretty closely described as you did. There is two simultaneous ambulance calls in New Boston Fire Protection District area within 5 minutes of each other. Elite was en route to one of those, and then they asked us to page Muscatine paramedics to respond to the other. And then within 5 minutes of that call, there was a third call in within the city of Aledo. And that call was, of course, responded to by the Aledo Fire first responders, which we appreciate a great deal, and then just had to wait for that ambulance to become available, which, like I said, extends the time. One of the people in New Boston was transported by a personal vehicle, as I described, which was sort of the most efficient route. Not ideal by any means, but most efficient to get them the help they needed without tying up that ambulance further.
And then Viola is now serviced ambulance-wise out of Coal Valley, which is, a pretty decent trip for that area too. So this feels like it's not just an issue that's maybe specific to that New Boston Fire Protection District. It's more so countywide, right?
Right. My understanding is it's very similar to what we're experiencing in law enforcement, the lack of trained, qualified, willing personnel to step up in those emergency services roles. They just don't have enough paramedics out there, first responders out there, EMTs out there to cover. And of course, the other hurdle is funding. Emergency services cost, which is just another burden to the taxpayer. And eventually, we as taxpayers will have to just determine what our priorities are, whether it's ambulance services and we'll have to pay for those, or if we want to continue to exist sort of on an island of very little resources. That's something the taxpayers as a whole will have to address.
Yeah, I guess so. Kind of piggybacking off of that, looking ahead, like steps to take, like you said, it's a funding issue at the base of it, I think, but still, I think it's hard to balance because that's such an important service, especially with, I think, when you factor in the amount of, older elderly residents in the county too. So, I mean, what do you think maybe the next steps are in this issue, if there are any?
I don't know. That's I would love to have answers. I think if I had answers to solve those kind of problems, Ty, I'd be in a much higher position than I am currently. I think ideally there would be change in legislation that would change like the whole funding strategy, sort of get some assistance either federally or on the state level. The local taxpayers are burdened pretty heavily locally to provide all of the services that the county provides. And I think it's maybe not unrealistic, but I think it'll be challenging to shoulder that burden further locally. At this point, I think that's the only option unless there's change in state law somewhere.